USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Attorney William Barr has told federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities in a memo leaked to the Associated Press. He says, I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdictions. The memo was sent to U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys general for the Criminal Division, Civil Rights Division, National Security Division, and the director of the FBI. President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president wrote that he has appointed Christopher C. Miller, whom he described as highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to be the acting defense secretary. Two White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next in line to be fired. Democrats said it was a volatile move. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.